Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erev and Daf Pei Vav. We are going to start at the Mishnah, about 10-15 lines down from the top Mishnah. And today we're learning Le'ili Nishmas, Dr. Jack Sachs, Reb Yaakov Yitzchak, Berev Zev. All the Nishamas we've learned for should have an Aliyah. So we begin at the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Haminiach Beiso, if a person's leaving his house, so he's living in a community, there are a number of batim, there are a number of houses living in a chotzer, and the people all want to make an Erev Chatzeros together. And this person is leaving for Shabbos, he's not going to be there. And Vaholach Lishbos Bi'er Acheres, he's going to spend Shabbos someplace else. So does he or does he not ruin it if he doesn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros? On one hand, you could say, well, he has a residence there, and therefore he should ruin it if he doesn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Or, on the other hand, you could say, he's not living there that Shabbos, so the fact that he's a physical owner of something, but he's not there, so he wouldn't have to contribute to an Erev Chatzeros. And not surprisingly, there are different opinions. The Mishnah is going to list four opinions. So the Mishnah starts off and says, Tana Kama tells us in this situation, it doesn't make a difference whether this person is Echod Nochri, the Echod Yisrael. We learned previously that if a non-Jewish person lives there, you have to be maskir from him. It is potential for the Nochri to ruin it for everyone, for the Erev Chatzeros, unless you were renting his rights from him. Or if it's Yisrael, he has to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. So the Tana Kama of the Mishnah says, even though you're not there for that Shabbos, and you leave, Harei Zeh Oser, you are going to ruin it for all the other people. Divrei Rav Meir. Tana Kama's Rav Meir, as he usually is. And Rashi explains, the reason why you ruin it in this situation is because the dira below balim shema dira. Even though the apartment has nobody living in it at this point in time, it's owned by somebody. And that person, when he's there or not there, he has the capability of ruining for everybody else. Again, whether he's Jewish or he's not Jewish is irrelevant. Rebbe's opinion is, dira below balim shema dira. That's the Tana Kama of Meir's opinion. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees, the exact opposite. He says, ain't no sir, this Jew or non-Jew doesn't ruin it for everybody else. If he's not there, he's not there. Rashi explains, his opinion is, the lav shmo dira. Dira below balim, lav shmo dira. It's not the apartment that ruins it, it's the person being there that ruins it. And if he's not there, he doesn't ruin it. So again, two diametrically opposed opinions, Rav Meir versus Rav Yehuda. But now we have two other opinions as well. Rav Yossi Omer, depends. Nachri is Oser. The Nachri is capable of ruining it for you, even if he's not there. Why? So Rashi explains that a Nachri, Nami Svirule Lav Shmo Dira, the person not living there, Rav Yossi says, if he's not there, just like Rav Yehuda, he doesn't ruin it. But there's a difference between a Nachri and a Yisrael. Mihu Nachri Oser, Shema Yavor Yom. The Nachri could get back in his car and drive back to the neighborhood and go back to his house in the middle of Shabbos. So even though he's 20 miles away at the start of Shabbos, he gets in his car and he drives back. He has no problem driving on Shabbos. So Yossi Omer, the Nachri is Oser, because even though he's physically not there, he could come back at any moment. However, Yisrael ain't a Oser, because the bottom line is, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Dira, below Balim, Lav Shema Dira. If you're not there, you don't ruin it for everybody else. And if the yid goes away, he's not coming back on Shabbos. So therefore, Rav Yossi has a distinction between whether it's a yid who's not there or a non-Jew who's not there. The non-Jew could come back, so therefore he still would ruin it. And the yid, he doesn't come back, so therefore he won't ruin it. That's the opinion of Rav Yossi. Finally, we have the fourth opinion, that of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu hiniach beso, even if a yid leaves his house and doesn't go far away, not to ir acheres like the beginning of the Mishnah, right? The beginning of the Mishnah said, v'halach lishbos b'ir acheres. So then he's clearly not coming back, whether he's a yid or a guy. But Rav Shimon says, if a person leaves, afilu hiniach beso, v'halach lishbos eitzel bito, ba'oso ha'ir, he's moving to a different neighborhood. He moves from one neighborhood to another neighborhood within the same city. So it's able to come back even for the Yid on Shabbos. It's not a problem of Tchum. It's not that far away. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon holds Eino Oser. Why? Shekvar hisiya milibo. Because he doesn't intend to come back. And therefore, as Rashi says, hisiyach diras beso milibo. He's essentially given up his house for that Shabbos. He's not coming back there. He's by his friends. He's by his children. He's by some other place. And he's not coming back for Shabbos. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, you don't have to even leave this town and go to another town, even within the same town. If you're in another place for Shabbos, so then hisiach diras beso milibo. He's not planning on coming back. How do we paskin? Mor starts and says, Amar Rav says, halachic Rabbi Shimon. The halacha It's possible like this last opinion, like Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So if a Yid leaves town, even if he's in the same town, he hasn't gone to another town, he doesn't have the status of being a person in that Erev Chatzeros requirement, the Lav Shmo Dira, because Mesiach Daito. That is the Psak Halacha from Rav. However, there's a qualification. The Daf Gabito, it's when he's in the same city that he's not considered a dweller in that place. The Lav Shmo Dira in that situation is if he went to his daughter's house. If he's going to be at his daughter's house, there's no way he's coming back. He's staying by his daughter all Shabbos. But no. But if he goes to his son, lo, he may come back. Why is this? The Amr Inche, people say. Some things don't change. Novach boch kalba? Ul. If you hear a dog barking, and Rashi explains kalba is a zohar, it's a male dog. So this is kigon chasno, his son-in-law. So if he gets into a fight, but it's his daughter's house, and his son-in-law is giving him a hard time, no, ul, go inside. The dog isn't going to hurt you. However, novach boch griyasa, if you get into a situation where there's a female dog, griyasa, is Rashi says nekeva, female dog, and this is kigon kaloso, his daughter-in-law, so then, puk, don't go inside, leave. So what the Gemara is telling us here is there's a difference between whose house you're at. If you're at a house where there's a chance that you could come back because it's not going to be so pleasant for you there, you say, I have had enough, I think I'm going to go back and take a Shabbos nap in my house. So then, in that situation, you can't say that he's Mesiach Daito. So if the only place in the world where a person's comfortable, there's no way he's coming back, is by his daughter. There's always a closeness with the daughter. Now, Chas v'Shalom, I have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful daughters-in-laws. This isn't a general rule. This isn't an absolute. The Gemara is telling us what the common aphorism was in those days. The Amri Inshis, people would say that there's more of a chance that he's going to get into a little bit of a difficulty with his daughter-in-law than he would with his daughter. And therefore, his son's house, i.e. where his daughter-in-law is, he can't say he's Mesiach Dais. He may come back. As opposed to his son-in-law, because it's his daughter, even if they get into a little bit of a sikh-sukh, rachmana litzlan, so he's not going to leave. It's his daughter. He's going to stay there. So therefore, it does depend a little bit, the Gemara says, on where he's going within the city. If there's no chance that he'll come back, then he's truly Mesiach Daito, so then he doesn't have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Next Mishnah. Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. Now here we have diagrams in all three of our regular diagram sources that will make seeing this Gemara easy to understand and follow. So if you look first in the art scroll, if you look in footnote number 23 in the diagram that's over there, if you look in the illustrated Gemara on page 97 in diagram 291, and if you look in the Pirush Chai on page 178 in diagram number 63. And for the Pirush Chai and for the illustrated Gemara, you're going to see further diagrams after that that we'll be referring to, and I'll just keep on mentioning, go look in those places, just keep on going to the next diagram in each book. So we have our scenario for our Mishnah. So you have a bor, a pit filled with water, Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. They didn't have running water in the houses, and they would often have bodies of water, little reservoirs that they would go and get water for their houses that were outside. So you have a bor that is in between two chatzeros. You have a left chatzer and a right chatzer. And on each side of the chatzer, the people there made their own separate Erev Chatzeros, but they didn't make a joint Erev Chatzeros together. And now they each want to take water on Shabbos from the pit. Now the problem is water mixes. So when you're taking water from your side of the pit, so it really mixes constantly with the water from the other side of the pit. Now you're not allowed to meet the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to go bring something from the chatzer on the left to the chatzer on the right. So therefore you wouldn't be allowed to theoretically go bring water from their water in the chatzer on the left to the people living in the chatzer on the right. So that's the scenario, that's the situation that we're going to have to deal with. So bor shebein shtei chatzeros. You have this pit filled with water between two chatzeros, and each side would like to use this pit on Shabbos. But each of them only made their own Erev chatzeros. The one on the right, the chatzer on the right, made their own Erev chatzeros. The chatzer on the left made their own Erev chatzeros. But nobody made a single unit Erev chatzeros together. So the halach is, the Mishnah says, ein memalim ner b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos unless you do one of the following things. Ella, imkein otsu lo mechitza gavoa asar tvochim. You have to make a mechitza between the two courtyards. Now, there's already a wall separating them, but the wall, as you can see in all of the diagrams, is above the pit. It doesn't go into the pit. So the pit has the water at the bottom of the pit, and then it has airspace above the water until you reach the lip of the pit, and then you have the wall above that, above the top of the lip of the pit. So that are the three areas, if you wish, above the pit, in the pit, above the water, and then below the water. Those are the three areas that we'll be dealing with. So the Mishnah tells us it's acceptable to go and take water from your side of the chatzar, even though the water's mixing, as we'll see, darivi maya, or we'll call this. So you're only allowed to do this if you make a mechitza that is more than 10 tvachim. By definition, mechitza is always going to be 10 tvachim. And where do you put this mechitza? So the Tanakhama says, bein milamata, bein mitoch ogno. Whether it's in the bottom, we'll have to define what that means, or whether it's mitoch ogno is meaning in the pit, above the water, but below the top of the lip. As Rashi says, afu pishenu no gas b'mayim, Rashi tells us that we're talking here that it doesn't touch the water. However, it's totally inside the pit, but above the water, but below the lip. And this 10th vachem there, it has to be enough there. And this works because of the principle of good achis mechitza. The mechitza can go down, even though it doesn't go all the way down. We have this principle we mentioned many times. It's a halach l'moshe b'sinai of good achis goes down, good osik, it goes up. And it has to be, Rashi says, bovachite betoch ogen habor. Shatira kafsok. It has to be totally within the pit. All 10 tvachim have to be within the pit and above the water, according to this. And in this situation, it makes a mechitza teluya, which, as we learned before and we'll learn again today, is acceptable. Kal sheikilu b'mayim. It's because of the pressing needs for water. The rabbis never instituted some of their restrictions that they put into place and carrying from one yard to another yard, from one rishus to another rishus, if it's mutim deraisa. The rabbis sometimes made it an issa derabanan, but here they didn't institute it because the kal shekil baba mayim, because of the tremendous need for water. So they relaxed their restrictions and didn't put it into place in this situation. That's the girsa that we have. On the side, it brings down that the girsa in the Mishnayis and in the Rif is bein bilamala bein bilamata. Not bein bilamata bein mitoch ogno, means the same thing. Bein bilamala bilamata bein bilamala. And we have to really explain exactly what this means. This is the Tanakhama. Then we have Shimon Gamliel. He tells us, Omer, that there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omer, and Beis Shammai's opinion is that it has to be placed, this mechitza teluya has to be placed milamata, on the bottom. We'll have to explain in a moment what that means. And Beis Hillel Omer, no, milamala. It has to be placed milamala. And I have to see in a moment what that means. So Shimon Gamliel's opinion of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is different than the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama allowed both, and Beis Shammai only allowed what we call milamata, and Beis Hillel only allowed what we called milamala. Amar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, lo sei mechitza gedola min hakosher shel b'mayim. He says, what are you talking about? Why can't the wall that's above the pit that separates the two chatzeros, why can't that serve as the mechitza teluya? It is 10 tvachim tall, and therefore it is a mechitza, and therefore, just like it goes up, because of the principle of good achis, it can go down. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Now we have to understand what it meant, milamata, what did it mean, milamala. So I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna tells us, when it said limata, it means limata mamish. Now you need to keep your hand on the Rashis, and again, you can look in the diagrams in the Pirush Chai. He has detailed diagrams. You can see beautiful three-dimensional color diagrams in the Illustrated Gemara. Keep on going through on page 98 all of the diagrams, and again, in the Pirush Chai, the critical diagram is diagram number 65 on page 179. And then the Art Scroll, of course, has multiple diagrams as well. You can see them next to footnote number 29 and footnote number 30 and eventually 34 and 37. So, Rav Huna tells us when we say lamata, we mean lamata mamish. This opinion is Beis Shammai's opinion. And he says in Rashi, lamata mamish means somuch lamayim. It's near the water. So this is in the bottom part of the airspace in the pit, below the top of the pit, to the area of the water, but it doesn't have to touch the water. According to Beis Shammai, it doesn't need to touch the water. These reeds, this mechitza that you have, that's 10 tvachim, ain't srichim roshi konim liga b'mayim. It doesn't have to go and reach into the water, but it has to be right above the water. And of course, the 10 tvachim have to be totally within the airspace of the pit. That's the opinion of Rav Huna for Beis Shammai. And he says, according to Beis Hillel, when it says lamala, it means that it has to be in the the Beis Hillel's opinion is lamala mamish means samuch misfaso milamala imir to dayobakach. It could be like Beis Shammai, but it doesn't have to be at the very bottom of the airspace of the pit, right above the water. It could even be higher than that, as long as it's totally within the lip. B'zeh, v'zeh, b'bar. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as long as they're both totally within the bar. Afil le-Beis Hillel. Tzor sh'tei kol b'chitzas asara me'ogen habor v'lifnim. Rashi said that everybody, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, both say it has to be totally within the airspace of the pit, above the water, below the lip of the pit. Beis Shammai says it just has to be right above the water, and that's where you start the mechitza from, and it goes up 10 tefachim, you're good. And Beis Hillel says, no, it can be anywhere. It can even be at the top of the pit, as long as it doesn't go above the lip of the pit, the 10 tefachim could begin right at the beginning of the rim of the pit and go down 10 tefachim, even though it's way above the water. That is a perfectly good mechitza. That is the opinion of Rav Huna. It's to the machlokus that Rav Shimon Gamliel brings down between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now we have a second opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Amora Rabbi Yehuda, don't get confused with the Tana Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who said that the wall that's above the pit is good. This is the Amora Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lamata, according to Beis Shammai, when it means Lamata, it means in the water. It means Lamata min hamayim. What does that mean? Lamata min hamayim. So Rashi explains, Shetei hamechitza techuva bekarkoyis habor. He says the mechitza has to be in the ground, in the water. It has to go all the way down from the bottom and come up all the way 10 tefachim. It doesn't have to leave the water, according to this. It just has to be, lemata means lemata min hamayim. It has to be below the water level, going all the way down from the bottom and going up 10 tefachim. We'll see later on, there'll be an opinion that says it has to go above the water too. But right now, it's just 10 tefachim, starting from the bottom. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Beis Shammai holds, means lamata min hamayim. And when Beis Hillel says lamala, according to Rav Yehuda, it means lamala min hamayim. What does that mean? Rashi explains, u'baha mekile she'en konin tzvichim liga b'mayim avo lamala mamishlo. This opinion of Beis Hillel says it doesn't have to be in the water. This is exactly like the opinion of Beis Shammai, according to Rav Huna, Rashi says. Mala de Rav Yehuda, humatu de Rav Huna. So only Beis Shammai requires, according to Rav Yehuda, that the mechitza be in the water. But according to Beis Hillel, as long as it's right above the water, then it's good. It has to be right above the water, but lav davka, has to be in the water. So these are the opinions of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda as to what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about. Amalei Rabbah by Rav Chanan le'Abaye. So Rabbah by Rav Chanan says to Abaye, that which had the Amar Rav Yehuda, that which Rav Yehuda said, the second opinion, lemata means lemata min amayim, that Beis Shammai says it has to be actually below the water. So he says, I don't understand. Maishno lemata mamish. When you tell me that he rejects the opinion of Rav Huna, who said that Beis Shammai says that it just has to be right above the water, but it doesn't have to be in the water. Why was that no good? According to Rav Yehuda, Maishno Lemata Mamish, according to the opinion of Rav Huna, that he disagrees, Delo, that that's no good when the Mechitza is above the water, because Darivi Maya, because the water is mixing. So he says, how does your opinion change that? When you say the Mechitza, according to you, Rav Yehuda, according to Beis Shammai, has to be Lemata Min Amayim, has to be below the water, going down all the way to the bottom of the ground of the water, and then coming up 10 tefachim. So Nami, how does that help you? Ha arbi v'maya. The water's mixing there also. So whether the mechitza is above the water, or whether the mechitza is below the waters are still mixing. So that's what Rabbah bar Rav Chanan asked to Abaye. I don't understand Rav Yehuda's opinion. It doesn't make any sense. He doesn't like Rav Huna's opinion because the waters are mixing, but in his own opinion, the waters are mixing as well. So the Gemara answers, Amalei Abaye tells, Rabbah by Rav Chanan, lo shmielach, you haven't heard, ha d'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav. You didn't hear another statement that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. And what is that? Umat abad mishum Rav Chiyah, and he heard it from, Rav heard it from his Rebbe, his uncle Rav Chiyah. And he says, tzarech sheyiro roshan shokan lemalam and amayim tefach. Ah, not like we said that it's just going from the bottom up. Rashi understands it's going all the way from the bottom. Tosu seems to say that it doesn't have to go all the way down to the bottom. But Rashi says it goes down from the bottom, from the karkoyis. And it can't just go up 10 tefachim. It has to go up enough that you can see it slightly above the top of the water. It has to go up a tefach. Lamala min hamayim tefach. Ah, This theoretically shows us that the waters aren't mixing, even though the waters technically could still mix in this situation. But now you have something that separates from the bottom all the way up to the top of the water, a tefach. So therefore, in this situation, it is considered a good separation. That's the understanding why Rav Yehuda says that Beis Shammai says it has to be in the water, and that's why being in the water is better than being above the water. Okay, that was the first problem that we have for Rav Yehuda Shita. And now, Vasil, we have a second problem that Rabba Bar Rav Chanan asked to Abayi. He said, okay, I understand now the first part, but what about this? Hodyam Rav Yehuda, according to Beis Hillel, Rav Yehuda says, not like Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda says that it has to be above the water, and that's fine, but it has to be directly above the water. So how come he doesn't allow, according to Rav Yehuda, he doesn't allow it to be well above the water as long as it's within the lip of the pit? Lamala means lamala minamayim, maishno lamala mamish delo. So why does he allow, if the mechitza is right above the water, it's good, but if it's more than right above the water, albeit it's still within the lip of the pit, it's no good? Why? Because the arivi maya. Because if it's too far away from the waters are mixing. But that doesn't make any sense. Lamala minamayim nami, harivi maya. He says the waters are mixing. What difference does it make if the mechitza is directly above the water, or if the mechitza is somewhat higher above the water, still within the lip of the pit? It's the same thing. The waters are mixing according to both of them. So why did Rav Yehuda allow right above the water, but doesn't allow more above the water, higher above the water, to start the mechitza? Doesn't make any sense. So that's what the second question that Rabba Bar Rav Chanan asked to Abayi, and Abayi answers him as well. Amalei. Lo shmi'a lo hodatani Yaakov karchino. You didn't hear what Rav Yaakov karchino is the name of a place. So this Yaakov karchino, you didn't hear what he said. Tzorosh yishaka rosh ikonim v'mayim tefach. According to Rav Yehuda, it's not that it's right above the water. It has to be at least a tefach in the water. And this is symbolic that it's showing that there's a separation of the water. It doesn't have to go all the way down. It doesn't have to really prevent mixing of the water. But it has to be symbolic that it's in the water. That's what Rav Yehuda's opinion is. Not that it's right above the water, and it's not the opinion of Beis Shammai according to Rav Huna. But no, it's a separate opinion. It has to be at least a tefach in the water, and then go up another 9 tefachim above the water. That's acceptable to Rav Yehuda. And that's why it's different than the one that's within the lip of the pit, but is not touching the water, is higher up within the lip of the pit. Ah, so these are the two answers that Abayi gave to Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. Okay, the Gemara says, Elo, Hodam, Rav Yehuda, how are you going to deal with Rav Yehuda's opinion according to the following? There seems to be a contradiction that Rav Yehuda, what we just said now, is his opinion of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the following statement that Rav Yehuda made. He said, you have a korah. Now, the girsa that we have is arba. But if you look in the Menachem Meshiv Nefesh, and if you look actually in Rashi, on the two lines in the bottom in Rashi, he says arba'ah. So clearly, this is tfochim. Arba would be amos, and no reason to be talking about amos over here, because we're dealing with tfochim. To make it a separate rishus, something has to be dalet tfochim, not dalet amos. So, again, we find many times, I've mentioned that the editors of the Gemara were not careful with the gender. And we have the word arba, and it should be arba. In fact, if you look at the Rashi, Rashi has the letter dalet. He says, korah dalet materis b'chorba. So, and later on in the Rashi, he says arba. So clearly, this is talking about four tefachim, so we'll read it. Amar of Yehuda, korah arba materis b'chorba. If you have a korah that is a beam that goes and connects one side to the other side of a broken down house, and again, you can see diagrams of this in the Pirush Chai, on page 179 in diagram number 66. You can see the way Tosus understands this in diagram number 67. They're very similar. That will allow you to carry underneath this korah. This korah is going to be four tefachim in width. So underneath this korah, you have essentially created an area that you could carry underneath this korah. That is the first thing that Rav Yehuda says. And Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Avua the following. He turned to the Amud Beis, and he says that the similar idea of a korah works as well for water. Korah arba'ah, here we clearly have the girsa arba'ah, korah arba'ah materis b'mayim. If you have a beam that goes across a pit filled with water, so you'd be allowed to go and take out the water each side, again, here we're talking about the Korah, is in between two Chatzeros, so each side is allowed to draw, as Rashi says, Bebor Shebein Beich Chatzeros, so it's similar to our Mishnah, the Nisuna Al Rechava, and it's going over the width of the pit, it's at least four Tvachim wide, the Emtza Bar Lemala, and it's above the bar. Now, it doesn't necessarily go all the way across the pit. It could, but it doesn't necessarily go all the way across the pit. You can see a diagram of what this would look like in footnote number one in the art scroll, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 99, diagram number 295, and in the Pirush Chai on page 180 in diagram number 69. Again, it may or may not have to go all the way across. The way the Illustrated Gemara has it, it doesn't necessarily go all the way across. In the diagrams in both the art scroll and the Pirush Chai, it seems to suggest that it goes all the way across. In any event, this is acceptable. Now, here's the Gemara's question. Haka'azil deli le'idach gisa. When you're putting the bucket in the water, so the bucket that you're pulling in on the right side of Chatzer, so the bucket is going to maybe be moved and go to the left side. You can see this very clearly in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram 295, as we just said. And you can see this in the Pirush Chai very easily in the diagrams on page 180 in diagram number 70. So the bucket is going to possibly not be on your side of the chatzer. The bucket could be on the other side of the chatzer. And yet, Umay say you're allowed to go and do this. So therefore, how could this be a valid mechitza? Now this is a kasha, Rashi explains, Rav Yehuda, hefsich mechitza bai. He says that the water is going to go and mix. And according to Rav Yehuda, either Beis Shammai said that it had to be totally within the water, from the bottom, Rashi said, all the way up to above the water at Tefach, and even according to the more makel opinion of Beis Hillel, Rav Yehuda had said that it has to be at least a Tefach into the water. So here, it's not a Tefach into the water, so it seems to contradict that which Rav Yehuda held. So Gemara says, no. Kim lul rabbanim, the rabbis established, the ein deli mahalach yosem me'ar bo'tvachim, no. If you're putting it in on the right side chutzner and you're putting in your bucket into the water, it's not going to drift more than the width of the korah, and therefore it's not going to go onto the other side of the korah. New Gemara says, okay, so it won't go to the other side of the korah. But tachas korah miyaha rivimaya, but underneath the korah it will move a little bit, and therefore it's going to be taking water that's mixed, and therefore it's as if the right side in chutzner is taking water from the left side, which you're not allowed to do midrabbanan. So Gemara says, you're right, Taka, Ella, this is a special leniency that we've already discussed many times, Mishum dekalu shekilu chachamim mayim. You're right. According to all the principles we said, if we weren't dealing with water, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. But since we're dealing with water, the rabbis never instituted their chumras that they set up to not carry from one Rishus HaYachid into another Rishus HaYachid, to allow people easier usage of water. Kidaboy minei rav tavla mirav, as we've already learned previously, if Tavla asks for Rab, what about Mechitza Teluya, if you have a hanging Mechitza? So you have a rune, and some of the wall is broken, but you still have the Mechitzas. Let's say it was a balcony, and you have the floor of the balcony that is totally destroyed, but you still have the Mechitzas of the balcony. So underneath that, if you go all the way down, the Mechitza goes all the way down, in theory, so you can halachically say, good Achis, it goes down. So do we say such a thing? Would you be allowed to carry underneath that balcony, in the area on the ground, underneath the hanging mechitza of the balcony. Mechitza tluya, ma'u shetati b'churva. Would it work or not? So Amalei, so Rav responded to Rav Tavla, ein mechitza tluya b'teres. It doesn't work, with one exception. A mechitza tluya works, ela b'mayim. It only allows you to go and draw up water. That's how we said yesterday, in the previous shiurim, that you could have the balcony with a hole in it. We'll have it again today, Shir, that you'll have to go and draw water up through that mechitza tluya, because kalhu shekilu chacham b'mayim. This is a very, very important principle, that there's a leniency that the rabbis allowed in regards to mechitza tluya, in regards to water, because of the importance of having water. They never instituted their iser when you have a mechitza tluya by water. But if you have a mechitza tluya above ground, that, let's say, this balcony, you want to carry underneath it, because the hole in the balcony, now it's a mechitza tluya, you wouldn't be allowed to carry below it. Now we quote the Mishnah where we said that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, he said, wait, why do you need anything in the lip of the, in the pit or below the water of the pit? He says, Lote Mechitza Vechule, that the Mechitza that we had in the separation between the 2 yards, which is well above the lip of the pit, that should be a perfectly good separation to demonstrate that each side is allowed to go and take from their side of the well, because it's mechitza tluya, and it should go all the way down. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Bar Chana says the name Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Bishitas Rabbi Yossi Amara. He's in accord with an opinion that Rabbi Yossi said. What is that? The Omar who holds Mechitza Tuluya Materis Afilu Biyabosha. As opposed to what we just said in the name of Rab, that a Mechitza Tuluya doesn't work Biyabosha, it only works in water. The opinion of Rabbi Yossi is Mechitza Tuluya Materis Afilu Biyabosha. It does work over even ground. That's not, where do we learn this? This is a Mishnah in Sukkah. What does the Mishnah in Sukkah say? Hamishalshel defonos. You're putting up your sukkah, and you put up, let's say you have one of these sukkahs that's a prefab type of a sukkah, so you put up the poles of the sukkah. You have no walls yet. You're going to put up the cloth, the canvas, on it afterwards. So you put up all the poles of the sukkah, and then you're mishalshel defonos. You lower the walls, milamala lamata, from the top, and you lower it down, but you don't reach all the way to the bottom. So, bisman shigvos min aretz gimul tvachim, if it's not within three tvachim of the ground, if it's within three tvachim of the ground, or certainly if it goes down to the ground, so then it's called a wall. Doesn't make a difference whether you build a wall from the top down or the top up. As long as it's going all the way down to the ground, which is defined as being within three tvachim of the ground, then it's a good wall. But if it doesn't reach to within three tvachim of the ground, bisman shigvos min aretz gimul tvachim, then it's psula. The Tanakhama says it's no good in this situation. But if you build it up in the bottom, so as long as you're going, starting the wall within three tvachim of the ground, so it's called on the ground, and you go up 10 tvachim, boom, you got a good mechitza. And even though the schach is not right upon it, we say good osik, the mechitza continues upwards, and that is perfectly fine. Im givos, as long as it goes up, your tvachim kshera, even if it doesn't reach all the way up to the schach. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, that you would have say in this situation that the mechitza does not go down. We don't say good ochis, because it's not within three tvachim of the ground. And it's mechitza tluya, and mechitza tluya doesn't work. But along comes Rabbi Yossi Omer, yes it does. Kishem shemetaltalin lemala asor, just like we all say that it can go upwards, we say good osik in this situation, it's a good valid wall, and therefore it can continue to rise upwards, he says so too, it can be a mechitza tluya. Kach mi lemala lemato asor, so too, going down is also going to be good, even though it's not within three tvachim of the ground. So here you clearly see that Rabbi Yossi says that a mechitza tluya works even by yabosha. So let us say that Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who allows the mechitza between the two courtyards to be going down into the water as well and separating it, is exactly like this opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says mechitza tluya works by yabosha. So Gemara says, no, I'm sorry, you can't necessarily align these two shitas. Velohi, it's incorrect to assume that. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Savaloka Rabbi Yossi, Lo Rabbi Yossi, Savaloka Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, each of them is a separate shita, and Rabbi Yossi, in regards to the sukkah, would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda in regards to our case with the two chatzeros and the bar. And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda, in our case, the Mishnah, with the chatzeros and the bar in between them, would not agree with Rabbi Yossi's din in sukkah. Why is that? So Mori says, Rabbi Yehuda, lo sar alek riyosi, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says that the wall between the two courtyards is going down, would not agree that with Rabbi Yossi that the sukkah wall goes down. Why is that? Because Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda ela be'eriv chatzeros, the Rabbanan. He only allows it in our Mishnah because it's a din Rabbanan. It's an eruv chatzeros question. It's all din Rabbanan. Midrash, you can carry from one chatzah to the other. So therefore, he allowed this kula in our Mishnah that it should work. Therefore, in a din derabanan, he allowed the kula of the mechitza tluya to work. However, avos sukkah daraisa, it's a din daraisa. Lo, you can't just abrogate that there's no wall over there by saying that it's a mechitza tluya. Doesn't work. So Rav Yehuda doesn't agree necessarily with Rav Yossi. And likewise, Rav Yossi doesn't necessarily agree with Rav Yehuda. Velo Rav Yossi, so velo Rav Yehuda. Why is that? Because by sukkah, ad kan lo kama Rav Yossi, ela besukkah. You know why it works by sukkah? Because guess what? The Isser Aseihu, it's a only, it says that you have to go and Basukus Teishu, Shivas Yamim, you have to go sit in the sukkah 7 days. It's an Asei. You're not even over a Los Asei if you don't sit in the sukkah. You're just not Makayim the Asei. So in regards to this, you can be Mekel. But in regards to Ilcha Shabbos, Avos Shabbos, even though this is only a Din D'Rabbanan and you're not going to be Chayiv Skila, he says the concept of Shabbos, these are Dinim, the Isser Skilahu, Lo Amar. So since there's the general rubric of Hilchos Shabbos is very, very strict, even though this may only be a Din Rabbanan, he wouldn't allow the Kula, the Rav Yehuda allowed that the wall between the two Chatzeros can be extended downwards. Oh, I wouldn't allow that. I allow it for Sukkah because Sukkah is only an Aseh, but I wouldn't allow it over here in Hilchos Shabbos, which in general, Hilchos Shabbos is so strict. It's a Chiyuv Skila Rechman al-Islan, so therefore, Rav Yossi doesn't agree with Rav Yehuda, and as we said, Rav Yehuda doesn't agree with Rav Yossi. I, Vim Tomar, what about the following Maisa? Also, Maisa Shinasa Bitzipori. Now, Tzipori was the city where Rav Yossi lived, and they seem to have allowed over there a Mechitza Teluya in regards to Erev. So even though it's in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, and we seem to say that Rav Yossi doesn't allow it in Hilchos Shabbos, so how come in this Maisa in Tzipori, which we'll say in a second, they did allow it, Api Nasa, Api Minasa, who did this? Who allowed this? If, in fact, Rav Yossi doesn't allow it, like we just said, he doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda, so then in his hometown, in Rav Yossi's hometown of Tzipori, who allowed it? They would never go against Rav Yossi. So when it says, you're right, they would never go against Rav Yossi in his lifetime. Law be Rav Yossi. L.A.P. Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi. Nah, so his son, after Rav Yossi passed away, his son came to the Rav of the town, and his son had a slightly different opinion than his father, and therefore it was based upon Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi that they allowed this Mechitza Teluya to work in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, even though Rav Yossi himself, the father of Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, wouldn't have allowed it. Now, what was this Maisa? The Chiyosa of Dimi, when Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over that the following Maisa happened in the Zipori. Omar, Pam, Achas, Shachachu, V'lo, Eviyu, Sefer Torah, Bibojo. They didn't have their necessarily the Sefer Torah in the shul. They kept it in a safe, secure place. And then they would bring it to the shul on Shabbos. And they forgot to once go and make a Eruv Chatzeros, or to make appropriate Mechitzas, to allow to bring the Sefer Torah from where it was staying into the shul. So now they were stuck. How are you going to get it there? So Lamachar on Shabbos, you know what they did? Parsu Sadin Alamudim. They had posts over there, and they put up some sheets. Again, you can see a nice diagram of this in the Pirush Chai on page 181, diagram number 78. So they put up sheets over there on Shabbos to make a mechitza, and then there's a mechitza, it's an enclosed area, they view Sefer Torah of a korbo, and now they can bring the Sefer Torah from the house that it was in and bring it to the shul, and they laned on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, really, Parsu? They made this mechitza on Shabbos? Nobody allows that. L'chachila mishari. We have a whole machlokas. We had it earlier in Shabbos. We had it in Erevin about the machlokas between Pokin and Sachalon. You had the machlokas in Rav Lezer and the Chachamim. So they only were talking about Bidiyevin. L'chachila mishari. V'ha'a kol modim. Shein osim ol aroi b'Shabbos. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to go make a mechitza, even a temporary mechitza on Shabbos. So how can you say that they were actually placing the sheets on this on Shabbos? Someone says, you're right, that's not what the story was. Ella, Matsu Sadin and Prusan Alamudim, somebody put this up on Erev Shabbos, and now they had this passageway that they could go and bring. There was a mechitza surrounding the area from where the Sefer Torah was that went into the Beis HaKnesses. And even though it was a mechitza Teluya, that's the Chiddush over here, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi allowed it. So his father wouldn't have allowed it, but that's the Maisa in Tzipori, that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi allowed it. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi tells us, Rabbi Yehuda, our Tana Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah with the wall between the two Chatzeros allowing the Mechitza Teluya, and also Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, Amru Davarecha. They both say the same thing, that this Mechitza Teluya is good. Rabbi Yehuda, Hadamar, Rabbi Yehuda, our Tana and our Mishnah, we just said, he holds that the wall between the two courtyards is good enough to divide the water up so that the people in the Chatzor can take from it on the right, and the people in the Chatzor on the left can take from it. Fine. Where do we find Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya? What was his shita that's similar to this? That's not. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya Omer, he holds, if you have gezustra, if you have this projection, this ledge, it's like a balcony that's coming out of a house, so you have this gezustra, sheyesh ba arba amos, al arba amos, if you have this area that is here, you have arba amos, it's 4 amos by 4 amos, now an amma has 6 tvachim, so this is 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim, we'll make it easier if we use tvachim over here rather than amos, so it's 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim, and it's going out from the house and extending over water, at least that's the way we're understanding this right now. Ultimately, we'll see that it's talking about a platform directly over the water, not attached to the house. But right now, we're dealing with a 24 tefach by 24 tefach balcony or platform. And now you want to go and take from this and bring up water through it. So we turn to a Pezayin Amud Aleph. Chokek ba, dalit al dalit tfachim. You make a hole right in the middle. And again, you can see beautiful diagrams of this in the art scroll that are very clear next to footnote number 1. You can see similar diagrams in the Pirush Chai on page 182. Diagram 80. And we'll ultimately see in diagrams 81 and 82 a further continuation of this idea. And you can go and use this platform, this balcony, by cutting a hole in it that's 4x4 tvachim. Again, the whole thing is 24x24 tvachim. So right in the middle, you make a hole that's 4x4 tvachim, a square in the middle, umamale. And then you can put a bucket down through that, and it's considered a good mechitza. Why is it considered a good mechitza? Because we are basically kofef. Kofef means that we bend over. And you can see, again, very clearly in the art scroll, in footnote number one, this bending. You have the 4x4 hole in the middle, and now, since it's 24 tvachim, to the right of this hole, to the left of this hole, to the north of the hole, to the south of the hole, in all the four directions, you're going to have 10 tvachim. So therefore, you bend down each of these 10 tvachim, and you basically have created a mechitza tluya. So he allows, Rav Chananya ben Akavya, allows you to not only do the mechitza tluya, the good achis aspect, but he also allows kofin. He also allows you to make it as if it was bent over. And therefore, you have a perfectly good mechitza. Again, you can see very clearly this illustration in the Pirush Chai as well, in diagram number 81. When you go from diagram number 80, you can see it being folded down into diagram number 81. You see it very clearly. This is now mechitza tluya that you have theoretically created. And this is the shita that Rav Chananya ben Akavya holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that he allows this mechitza tluya. Oh, Abai says, who says they're saying the same thing? The Dumalawi. How do you know that they're saying the same thing? Maybe Adkan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda asam. He only allows you to say good achis. Elo diyamai, good achis mechitzasa. So he allows the mechitza tluya because of the principle of good achis. Abo kof? Where do we find the Rabbi Yehuda also allows you to do kof? Where do we see that he allows Abo kof for good lo? He doesn't allow both of them. He allows good achis. But who says he allows kof and then good achis? So Lav Dafka, the Rechanan and Akavi is saying the same thing as Yehuda. So now, the Adkan lo kama Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya awesome. And maybe you can even say, the only reason Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya allows it by this situation, because Ela B'yama Shel Tveria, that was a very specific situation with the Yam Kineris. This Maisa Shehoya with Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya was dealing with Ela B'yama Shel Tveria, the Tiberian Sea, the Yam Kineris. And only in that situation, it was good. Why? Why did he allow this cool of kof for good in that situation? Ho, v'yeshla oganim, v'yaros, v'karpivios, makifos asa, because the Yam Kineris is an enclosed area, and the banks and the cities and all the karpavs that are around it are essentially making it into a karpav, into a mechitza enclosed area. And therefore, over here you can have a kula. Avoshar Nemos, but other waters which aren't enclosed, maybe not. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, lo. So therefore, you can't bring me Uriah. Rabbi Chananya Makavya and Rabbi Yehuda are both in the same shita. We'll just finish off till the Mishnah with this additional dinim that Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya said. Amar Abai said, Uladivrei Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, according to that which Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya taught us now, that we are both kof and good, that we applied this principle of folding up, so to say, a theoretical mechitza and then allowing it to be good achis. So we're going to learn out a couple of other interesting dinim. And this will be in situations where you have water below and you have a balcony coming out and you want to make a platform and a hole in it in a way that you could go draw up water from that water up into the house. So he says, if the board that you're going to be using over here to be the platform, and you're going to have a space through which you can draw up the water. So again, you can see all of this in the diagrams, both in the art scroll, the Pirush Chai, and the Illustrated Gemara. Just keep on going to the next diagram. They're very, very clear diagrams in all of them. And in this situation, to make this acceptable, it has to be ha'isa smucha l'kosel. This board has to be within pachos migimul tvachim. It has to be within lavud distance, less than 3 tvachim. Let's say 2.9 tvachim from the wall or less. And then this board, tzarech shehi arka dalet amos. It has to have a length that is 24 tvachim, dalet amos. The rochba, and its width has to be achar sar umashu, 11.1. It has to be 11 and something. And in this way, you're able to bend it. And you can see this clearly in all of the diagrams. If it's 24 tvachim in its length, so then you're going to have the 4 tvachim in the middle. You're going to, in theory, bend down and go towards the wall. And you're going to have the little bit more than the 1 and something tefach that you have at each end of the board that's closer to the wall. They're going to bend down also. So you now have all of those are going to be vertically bent down. So you essentially have created a mechitza over here because of lavud. It's within 3 a little bit less than 3 tefachim from the wall, so you're going to have the bends all going down vertically, so you have between the wall of the house itself, the lovud filling it in, and then you have the bends that we just said bending down, you have them bending down, they're each 10 tefachim, and therefore you've created this enclosed area, this mechitza tluya, through which you can draw up water. That's the first case. Again, just to go over quickly, you have coming out from the house, less than 3 tefachim, 2.9 tefachim of space. You have the bend down, that's 1.1 tefachim, so that's your 4 tefachim there, and it's going down 10 tefachim. You have the same thing on the other side, and you have in the middle the 4 tefachim by 10 tefachim vertical board now that you've halachically created. So that's how you've enclosed this area of space. It's 4 by 4 tefachim with 10 tefachim of vertical depth to it, and you have the mechitza tluya. Case 1. Case 2. If instead of the board being flat, the board was raised, and again, you can see this in the diagrams in the art scroll, it's next to footnote number 10, and you continue along in the Pirush Chai, this would be on page 184, diagram number 87, and if you wanted to look at this in the Illustrated Gemara, you have diagrams on page 101, diagram number 302. And again, they all clearly demonstrate the case. It's a little bit harder to say it outside. We're dealing here with Haisa Zakufa. The board is in an upright position. So Tsaru Shei Gofa Asar Tvachim. It has to be 10 Tvachim tall. So this will be a Mechitza Tluya in that way. The Rochba Vav Tvachim Ushne Mashuyin. And it has to be a width of 6 Tvachim so you can bend it. When you bend it, it's going to go and bend towards the wall. It's a certain distance. It's less than 2.9 Tvachim, less than 3 Tvachim. It's 2.9 from the wall. When you bend it, the 1.1 on each side, the Mashuhin is a 0.1. It's a very small amount. So now you have the vertical component is 10 Tvachim. You've bent in 1.1, and it's within 2.9 of the wall, and the enclosed area is now going to be a 4 Tefach by 4 Tefach area, and that's a perfectly good way to draw up the water. That's the second case. The third and final case from Rab Chananya ben Akavya is as follows. Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yoshua, he says, Haisa Omed is Bekeren Zovis. It's not against just one wall. It's now in a corner. So we have two walls of the house, of the walls of the house that are going to be functioning over here. So here, you need a different type of a board to enclose it. So Haisa Omed is Bekeren Zovis. It's in the corner. So Tzarech, you need to hear a board, Shei Gova Yotvachim. Again, you need that height of 10 Tvachim because that's going to be the Mechitza Tluya. And Verochba, it only has to have a width only here of Beis Tvachim, Ushnei Mashuyim. It only has to have a width of the 2 Tvachim because it's going to be these 2 Tvachim and a Mashus, the 2 Mashus, so it's going to be 1.1 in one direction, and perpendicular, that'll be 1.1 in the other direction. And when you combine that with the 2.9 of space that is less than the 3 of necessary for Lovewood, so you're going to have the 2.9 and the 1.1, the 2.9 and the 1.1 in each direction, and it's going to be bent over, and this way you can accomplish having the 4x4 tefach space that allows you to lower the water of the bucket and get the water from below. So these are three cases that Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya told us. So Gemara says, what about the first case? The first case that we had now seems to be very unnecessary. We started off the first case with the gezustra, this balcony, this plank, sheishbo, dalad amos al dalad amos. We said it was 24 by 24 tefachim, 4 amos by 4 amos. And we said, you make in the middle, chokikbo, dalad al dalad tefachim, in the middle of a male, and then you can go draw up the water. So why do you need that? Hechem ishkachasla. Under what circumstances is that? If you're near the house, we just showed you three different ways that you could go and accomplish this without having such a large balcony, such a large board. So the Gemara gives the answer that I alluded to before, the avida ki asisa. You know what we're talking about? It's like an asisa. An asisa, Rashi tells us, is a mortar. So this is a situation where you basically have a platform out in the middle of the water. It's like, you know, think about an oil drilling platform, and you have it on stilts. It's up on poles, and you're living up there. You're somehow up there, and you want to draw out water. So then you need this 24 by 24 tefach area, the 4 amma by 4 amma area, where you take out, you chokik in the middle, the 4 tefach by 4 tefach area. And again, you can see this clearly in the Pirush Chai in diagrams on page 185, diagram number 92, Davido ki asisa. You can also see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 102 in diagram number 305. The art school does not have a diagram of this, but this clearly is Davida Kiasisa when you make it in this way. So that's where the first case that Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya told us was necessary to have the 24 by 24 Tvachim, the 4 Amma by 4 Amma platform. This was a difficult shiur, But this we conclude today's share.